We have a couple people who have been particularly patient hanging on as we're covering the content we want to get covered. Let's go to the calls and see if we can take those that have been holding the longest. We'll take Sherry first. Sherry, we'll take care of your question right after that. We'll jump out to Doug in Mesa. Good morning, Sherry. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making homemade tomato sauce, Jan Diotry's recipe. So I'm hanging out in the kitchen and listening to y'all.
Oh, hey, we were talking about new partners at Rosie on the House. We actually have a new feature that Jennifer and Jan are going to be doing together. So we're looking forward to partnering with Jan this year. It'll be a lot of fun. Go ahead.
Well, her recipes in the paper are worth cutting out.
Yes.
So we have bathrooms that back each other, and I remodeled the one bathroom, and it has a sink that doesn't have the little hole like where you stand.
No overflow.
And so that little hole, you know. And
right.
And so when I run water in there now, after it's done running, you can kind of smell a little bit of, you know, sewer smell coming back up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do the other bathroom, I make sure that one has a little hole in it because it never happened before. So do I just maybe extend that pipe on the roof a little bit? Or
well, these,
tear out the top?
Well, let me ask you, these bathrooms that are back to back,
mm-hmm.
or on which end of the house as the compass relation?
They're going to be on the east end of the house.
Okay, they're going to be on the east end of the yeah. house. Are they on the southeast or northeast?
Well, the front of the house faces north and the back faces south. So,
and they're back to back right in the center?
No, they're towards the end of the east end of the house, like clear towards the end.
And would you say they're on the south half of the house or the north half of the house?
They're kind of in the middle.
Okay. Then the question would be, for me, if I went out and look, they're probably what we call common vented.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be curious if that vent pipe is coming out on the north side of a peaked roof or on the south side of a peaked roof. Do you have a peaked roof or are you a flat roof?
Yeah, it's peaked and it is definitely, wow. Going out, it's north side, I want to say. Hang on, I'm running.
Okay.
You guys have helped me so much.
Oh, bless
One
you.
One time I was on the roof. And y'all
okay.
helped.
I remember that call.
Okay, it's on the north, so it's just one little pipe.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's two fan exhaust things.
Yeah, well, I can tell you're a regular listener of the show, because the question here, do I just extend the vent pipe on the roof? Given it's on the north side of an east-west running vent ridge, definitely
yep.
start by simply extending that vent 1 or 2 feet. And chances are, 9 times out of 10, for a bathroom located on the north side of a vent line, that's going to solve the problem. So thanks for listening. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck with your tomato sauce. We will. We will.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Bye.
What time's lunch?
Oh, hey, it's dinner.
Oh, okay. What time's dinner?
East Mesa, homemade pizza dough and everything.
All right.
Safely in Southern, come on over.
Come on over. You know, one of the fun things we're doing, Jennifer and I, knowing all the kids and all the grandkids were coming to our house for a week, we sent out recipe recommendations. What do y'all want to eat? So, and I don't cook Italian hardly at all. Like, never. It's not because I don't like it. I like it, but I just have never learned those ingredients. But one of the things we had a request for were shrimp pasta Alfredo.
Mm.
And so that's what I cooked last night. How would you have rated that, Jennifer?
It was about 8.5 or 9.
About
very good.
8.5 or 9. Now, the night before, I nailed it with an etouffee.
Uh-huh.
Crawfish etouffee.
That was amazing.
That was a good batch of etouffee.
Well, you got your crawfish.
If I don't say so myself.
And your barbecue chicken tonight was pretty good, too.
That barbecue chicken was kind of special, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Where'd you find your crawfish this time of year?
Walmart.
Frozen in a little plastic bag.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew that had to come
as
from
a purist,
store,
I know that really bothers you.
That's the only place I can find it this time of year.
Let's get the Doug calling from Mesa.
Just so long as it doesn't say product of China.
It doesn't.
Okay, good.
Doug.
This is coming
hey there.
farms.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
Well, actually, I'm sitting here working on my CAD program, working on a design for a supercharger drive for my street rod. However, That gives you a hint that I like working in the garage.
Yes.
I'm on the southeast side of Mesa. I have a three-car garage. I'm going to call it the typical three-car garage. It probably doesn't have any insulation in the walls. It's got the typical very thin sheet metal doors.
Okay.
I'd like to put some air conditioning in.
Yeah, baby.
And I've been looking at air conditioners.
Okay.
And typically, they're 26 or 28 inches wide. And how do I get that between two studs that are on 24-inch centers? Do I have to tear out the outside wall, the inside wall, and then put in a steel lintel of some kind to support this thing? Or what do you suggest?
You're on CAD. You have a computer. Look up mini splits.
I looked at that. They're around $5,000, and which is way over my budget. My health is failing. I don't want to stick a lot of money in this thing. And so I'm looking at putting like a through the wall air conditioner. And as it turns out, my circuit breaker box is on that same wall, so it's not a big deal of providing a circuit for it.
So are you thinking this is like a window mount air conditioner heater?
It would be similar to a window mount, except it would be like through the wall where it goes into a sheet metal casement.
Okay, so you want a central heating and cooling system.
I don't necessarily need the heating system so much. I came originally from northern Wisconsin, and we understand cold weather. think about this. I don't want to use all your time here, but 40 years ago when Paul Harvey was on the radio, he said, do you realize that it gets so hot in Phoenix during the summertime, you have to wear a glove to grab the door handle of your car? I looked right at my radio, and I said, you never lived in northern Wisconsin in January. However, it's the cooling thing I want to do. I guess the other question I have is, do they make a vertical-type air conditioner that I can stick between two 24-inch studs?
What's the roof, Doug?
It's tile, and that kind of concerns me because of the weight. And if we're actually on 24-inch centers, it kind of makes me a little bit nervous.
Okay. Is it trussed? When was the roof built? When was the garage built?
2001.
Yeah, okay. So it's a trussed tile roof with thin metal doors. I will tell you this. You can do one of two or three things. You can contact any one of the Rosie Certified Air Conditioning contractors and just tell them, I will buy the next good used air conditioning unit you take off any of our clients' home. I had one of our air conditioning contractors take a two-year-old Rheem unit off a house, and we put it up for auction, and a guy in Superior bought it. And he's been running his house successfully for the last 6 years. Start there. But with that said, let me give you a small sermon on mini splits, okay?
We know they're out of your budget, but just
hear us
for
out.
The world of mini splits.
Air conditioning.
It's going to change the world.
And for the garages in particular. I, too, like to spend a lot of time in my garage. I think Jennifer calls it, what do you call it, duffing? Duffing? I'm duffing in my garage? I call it being creative. I call it being occupied. But I'm duffing in the garage.
He's not old enough to duff. that comes with age parameters on it.
I think it's a gender thing, actually.
And I'm very, very proud of my two dogs, Bullet and Bandit, German short hair pointers, that share the garage with me. They have their two kennels in there. And they're tremendously spoiled. They like it between 75 and 90 degrees. They don't like it. When it's colder than that, they shiver. When it's hotter than that, they just crawl in their kennel and lap up water. I have evaporative cooled my garage for almost 30 years. While my air conditioning experts kept looking at me, in particularly the last 10 years, looking at me saying, Rosie, you're insane. Dump the evap cooler and let us put a mini split on that unit. And there was some old-fashioned thing in me saying, no, I'm not going to air condition my garage. Every time I open up this 10-foot by 8-foot door, everything I've spent to cool off is going to escape. With an evap cooler, it really doesn't matter. My evap cooler on the garage almost literally ran nonstop from March through October on high. And kept it comfortable enough for big area fans that I could do whatever I wanted out there, and it kept the dogs happy. 3 years ago, I bit the bullet. A central air conditioning system, Doug, like you're talking about, can get to an efficiency rating of something in the neighborhood of about, realistically, 14 to 16. Yeah, they make them at 18. They make them at 20 plus. But, you know, you're going to spend too much money for those than what you're trying to accomplish. My mini split system, because it has no ductwork, has an efficiency rating in the mid-30s. I air condition my garage to 72 degrees in the middle of the summer. Now, my garage is all block. It has very good insulation, and I do have good insulated wood doors on it. I air condition my three-car garage for under $40 a month in the middle of the summer. Not only are my dogs happy, but my cars are happy. And I thought, boy, you pull that car in. You've been shopping at the grocery store, and the inside of your car is 147 degrees. The engine is 200 degrees, hot enough to boil water. You pull it in your air-conditioned garage, and all that heat just has to be absorbed and converted to cold air. It just didn't make sense to me how I could economically air condition my garage, and these guys proved it to me by using a mini split. I'd never go back. They are a little bit more expensive, but for their lack of maintenance and for their incredibly reduced cost of operation, it may be something you want to think about for your garage. Again, call the Rosie Certified Contractors, air conditioning contractors in Maricopa County. They're putting in more mini splits now than ever before, and it's only going to get more and more. Ask them, hey, guys, the first time you get a scratch and dent in, or the first time you get one in that's, you know, the wrong size or the wrong color, call me. I'm your buyer. I'll take it.
And I don't know about you, but he said they start at $5,000. I'm not usually the one that says that sounds high. That sounds really high.
Yeah, three-car garage. He's probably something in the neighborhood of, you know, that's going to be 600 square feet. That's going to be, you know.
Nah, that might be right around that.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's two tons or less.
Yeah. That he may be.
I paid retail for my installation. And a lot of that takes a lot of people by surprise. But I don't let any of my contractors work at my house for free. Nobody. And you can go down every contractor that's ever worked at my home. No one works at my house for free. I pay the full price. And I paid just a hair over three for the mini split installed at my house. Mm-hmm. And that included ripping the evap cooler off. That seems to be pretty consistent with the price we're putting in others. So
you might get a little less than five.
Shop around, Doug. The full central system you're looking for, the inline system you're looking for, you're not going to get it done, I wouldn't think, for less than 28 or 3 or 32. So it's not the difference between zero and 5,000. It's the difference between that system and the mini split. Think about it. I think you would be amazed at how cheap you can air condition that space. I doubt we'll ever be building a home again where the garages aren't mini split, air conditioned, and heated. The first time I put an evap cooler on a garage, I never built another garage or another house without insisting, you've got to do this. You've got to do this.